With you now we are fed,
Jesus be here.
Feast on the breaking bread,
Jesus be
here. Hello, my friend, and happy into another week of Easter. It's interesting how the Christian community wants to continually savor this and celebrate it. And now, for some of us, and if you might be with us at this time of year, if your faith brings you here, we're in the third week, and this is the third Sunday that I'm sharing this time with you. As I look out over the valley and have spent a day yesterday looking back on that day of time outdoors, as we say, and seeing things just rise up. Week and a half ago, in fact, someone said yesterday, just last week, piles of snow right around our house. And not only perennials pushing their way up through, but spring bulbs blossoming. It's new life for us, and over and over again, I think we're amazed that it's here. And that's a little bit of what's going on in Luke's Gospel 24:35-48. So you might, wherever you are, just take a moment. And wherever you were in the middle of winter, remember this is spring. This is Easter time for those who celebrate the rising of the Lord, God's the beauty of God's life poured out for us in Jesus Christ and its ongoing manifestation of service and care and his dying and now rising. And then his revisiting us, his coming back to us. And God does it over and over again, even in your life and mine, not just way long ago. But we need to take a little time to let that happen, and I think that's what's going on here. It isn't ever that God withdrew. It is that our eyes open again to the God who is present. And in some ways, it seems like God does appear fresh and new or different, and this is what's going on for the two disciples who came back recounting what had happened on the way. And it's a wonderful story of their eyes being opened and their moving from frustration and anxiety and then breaking bread with Jesus and then returning now to their friends. So you might remember that story. We reflected on it here. Jesus, entering into their company, right away says, "Peace be with you." They're startled, not by his greeting, because it's a regular, ordinary, everyday hello, or a deeper hello, which is peace. Peace be with you. But their being startled was because here he is, and there are signs that he invites them to see, because he says, "Why are you troubled? And why do you question? Why do questions arise in your heart?" Let's just pause because it happens and it does a little bit with me right now. Sensing God's presence, there might be a wonderful startledness. We might feel we're on the edge of something new. This was a manifestation that scripture scholars say that would be like an angel appearing in the what we call the Old Testament in Hebrew scriptures. It's like Elizabeth's husband having someone show up and say, "You're going to have a son," and he says, "No way," and he's struck dumb. He doesn't speak until that child appears. It's that startling moment of the appearance of something that seems other than our daily life. And then Jesus unfolds his presence by saying, "Check out my hands. See the wounds. It's really me. Here I am." And then quite wonderfully, even more so, when I have a smile on my face, I love it. A couple of times it happens in scriptures. They're amazed and overjoyed. And then as if he's not counting on their reaction, he simply says, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of baked fish, we hear, and he took it and ate it in front of them. In other words, another sign, I'm really alive. I'm with you now. So there's this wonderful truth in spring and Easter in this very moment that something new truly is happening. But unless we pause, We won't feel it. We won't know it. We won't open our hearts to it. God never left. Luke's gospel, we're hearing, has the story of the ascension primarily because he wants to reinforce, we might say, the storyteller, the community needs to realize that's right. Not only did he come back, not only is he really here, but he really did die and ascend to the Father. There's just a retelling of the story. So the wholeness and fullness of God's unfolding love for us, his manifestation in this day, this moment, I might know, you might know, is very, very real. Not just a story told, but one that you and I walk in now. So I'd like to stop telling that story and just welcome us to walk in it. And to right now feel the Lord say, peace be with you. And then might feel that startled freshness of his true greeting, of his presence with you and I now. Not as an idea, but as an epiphany, as a presence, as a living, breathing God with us. See, I'm the one who's been here. See, I'm the one who died and rose for you, he says, showing the hands. The truth of the tragedy of the crucifixion becomes manifest in the glory of the resurrection when he says, how about some food? But you might say, where am I in my human experience that it might all connect, that I might feel this sense of truth, that I might not just be quiet now listening to Dan Riley, but I'm listening to my heart and how my own story might be this story. There's something wonderful in being startled by freshness, by the fact that where snow was just a week ago, now there are flowers. When turmoil was in your life, and now there's an opening of peace. When there's been sadness because of death or difficulty or strain in a fundamental relationship, that God is here saying, shalom, peace. It's not just on the piece of paper in front of me or you. It's not just in the scriptures, possibly, you just read. It's in this moment. The manifestation is here, and you and I open our hearts to the truth of it. The beautiful thing is, it really is our will. We have been given the choice of opening. We hear, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and thus it is written, and then it unfolds. And then from there, he says, now it's in your hands. This passage closes for us with, you are witnesses to these things. He didn't push us out a cold door into a cold winter again. Snow has not returned, but now new things are appearing. And you and I have the privilege of sitting with them, walking with them, seeing them, and now witnessing to them. By the way we live. By the who we are. By the spirited reality that we now reveal what God revealed to us. That the suffering of our own life, the endurance and the signs and marks on us are now light for other people. We've been human and we've lived our humanity in such a way that we now walk among others as signs and wonders of God's peace. Pause and let that deepen within you now. That wonderful encounter that is given to us, but that now we choose. Not passive to it anymore, but our hearts open, are seized and struck by, and now filled with awe, maybe fear. And then the felt sense of peace coming to you right now. To me, as we know that God is manifest in our midst and then sends us in the midst of others. To manifest the God of peace by our presence there. Take some time as you wish and let it deepen in your heart and mind because Christ is walking with us now, present to us, and would like to break a piece of bread or have some baked fish. Be well, my friend. May this be a good time and an openness for you. And may we pray for the world that its heart might open to shalom, salam, paz, peace, that we might witness to it together.
With you now we are fed,
Jesus be here.
Feast on the breaking bread,
Jesus be here.
We are pilgrims and warriors, but strangers no more, singing Jesus,
oh Jesus be.
Our hungry souls,
Jesus, be.